Hey, podcasters, good one today.
Oh, man, tell you what.
It's pretty sweary. I became gangster. I joined a gang, guys.
Which gang did you... The...
Rainbows.
The Rainbows. The Rainbow Gang.
We throw glitter at people aggressively.
That sounds like that, like, you know, the gangs in Greece?
Yes.
Yeah, what are they called?
No, I'm... Do you remember the angry guys from Seinfeld? Who do not want to wear the ribbon?
Yeah,
oh, that's the Rainbows.
Puerto Rican,
yeah, they're the Rainbows. Yeah.
I like the way how Macklemore was literally quite terrified by how you were starting that interview. He shut his eyes when you're going for your magical mystery high five.
Like, and then watch the terror turn to joy.
I know. In slow-mo, it's magic as he wakes up smiled. Like, it's like, oh, this is beautiful.
Yeah, he was taken in by the magistrate.
I think that's when you won him over, straight away.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, that's why I do it. Because hopefully,
good plan.
Usually they've done some shit interviews before.
I've often wondered about these poor buggers who have to do 30,000 interviews in a row. You sort of work up patter, like, you know, have that some shtick. Like with movies, you see people they've got...
Same punchline.
Yeah.
I watched him do that, yeah. And I watched about 8 interviews where he just told the same story about how his grandma, he got a stripper for his grandma in his Glorious video. And that was his go-to story. And so I asked questions that he danced around everything else.
I guess he knows that they'll use that too, don't they?
Yeah.
He knows that will get played.
You're putting out the message that you want everybody to have as well. You get on the front foot a little bit, I suppose.
But he was forced to wake up when I walked in, which I kind of enjoyed.
Come on, mate.
You'll see the video. He was lovely too. Also, the angry exerciser, that was fun.
Trumper Park in Paddington.
She was amazing.
Yeah, I pay rates. It's such a tough thing to push.
Hear a woman shut down a cricket game because she couldn't do some crunches.
And
that's
great. Just finishing off with the ultimate burn. I hope you all get sunburned.
Literally a burn.
Yeah, she's done well there. Okay.
Hey, 200,000 downloads of this podcast last month, so we are the most popular podcast. Thank you so much.
Beating Serial?
No, not yet.
Are we beating...
We're the number one radio podcast.
What's the other one? What's big at the moment? All the true crime stuff.
Yeah, nah, they're hard to beat.
Is there a crime that hasn't been solved by a podcast?
Do we
have the police department?
Do you know there's one now podcast where you can request all the evidence be sent to you and you can... Detect.
Wow.
Oh, I can be the detective.
You can get all the dead cold cases.
Okay.
So you can request, and it's a podcast where people are solving together.
I would love to know.
What could go wrong?
I had a Paris Saint-Germain pair of Nike shorts.
I don't think that's the kind of cold case.
I went to a share house and they were never seen again.
Okay. No, that's
so
probably...
I'd love to get on there. I'd love to get on.
No, okay, sure. Yeah,
lost
that'll be
shorts.
So
don't think that's
work. But thank you so much. If you're one of the 200,000 downloads, we really appreciate it. Tell your friends. Also, go to mrusiano.com.au. I open in a week in Melbourne.
Come on, people.
That's really the only show with tickets left. There's some in Perth, I think.
Get them while you
can. Come along.
You doing Hobart?
Not till the second half of the year.
Mummy
can only do so much. I'm doing 9 shows, Ed.
Come on, people.
But yeah, come
Hobart,
along.
Hobart, send a tweet.
No, they have.
Oh, send less tweets, Hobart.
Hobart are very upset that I'm not. I am coming, Hobart. But yeah, please come along, Melbourne. Hobart. It's next Friday night, the 16th of Feb. But that's it. Todayfm.com.au if you miss anything. Thank you.
Love
you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready? Let's go.
Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed.
6:02. Oh, my goodness. Top of the morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, Macklemore. Em, you were hanging out with Macklemore last night.
I did. He was lovely.
Very
nice man.
What type of Nikes did he have on?
He wasn't wearing Nikes.
What was he wearing?
Gucci's.
Is he still... I love Macklemore's look and his whole thing. I love Macklemore.
Looked amazing. Yeah,
looked, is he still doing the thrift shop vibe? Okay. But is it still thrift shop stuff or is it stuff sort of new that looks thrift shoppy?
It's vintage designer. I think he's a collector of vintage designer as well. So some stuff is genuinely vintage.
So he's gone and had to source it sort of thing.
Well, he doesn't do it anymore because he can't really leave the house without getting recognised. But he does have a very impressive wardrobe full of vintage designer.
Yeah.
He's very cool.
Is he the only person whose wardrobe is going up in value as he sits there?
Pretty much. He's amazing.
That's the thing, isn't it?
He's a very...
He's the modern-day Imelda Marcos.
Well, we did have a shoe-off.
I was wondering whether that would happen.
Announced at the same time who had the most shoes, and I was victorious.
Yes! That's a good job. Well done.
Thank you.
The lady who was on the cricket oval, it's an oval that was being used for cricket, and she wanted to do her crunches, and she's had a swing.
Yes.
Now, we believe it to be Trumper Oval, because they're only saying an oval in Paddington. Now, I used to live next to Trumper Oval, so So I might be able to bring some geographical knowledge as to why these crunches needed to happen on the field.
Is it a big field?
It's not. It's very, very small.
So short on space in the area is the critical situation. No,
wait, Centennial Park's right there. Couldn't they play cricket there?
It's quite far away from that, exact moment. Because the other places are all around that
field. There's only certain places you can do crunches, Joel.
I know, because exactly around...
Sure, it could be argued you could do it in your living room.
Yeah. Yes, oh, yeah.
You got a spare square meter somewhere.
But I've been kicked off that over myself.
Oh, really?
Oh.
This has happened to me.
Okay.
I was streaking, but let's not worry about that.
I want to talk about this. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, that's today as well. In a moment, though, it's What's the Superior? And if you're inked up, we're going to need to speak to you. We're playing for Imagine Dragon tickets today. It's going to be an absolute beauty. Let's get into this.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Right. Tattoos today, guys. Tattoos.
You got any, Ed?
No.
No, I thought that might have been the answer. Have you ever thought about it?
I can't think what I would want to get. Yeah. That's my problem.
My Virgo-ness is the same. It's the decision of something that I'm prepared to live with for the rest of my life. That's a tough one.
I have 12.
Yep. When did you get your first one?
18. I was 18.
Any of... Oh, is that...
That's the one I regret.
Yeah, well, what is it?
So, well, I've had to have it covered.
Covered.
So I only got one at 18 and then I was clean skin until I was 30 and then all of a sudden I just went bananas.
So 12-year gap. Why nothing in the 12 years?
I think because I was having babies.
Oh, you can't get them when you're pregnant,
no,
can you?
No, you can't. Oh. But also I just think I had other priorities. My skin was stretching. I didn't think it was going to look very good.
You're doing other stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. But the first one I got was on the inside of my ankle and I did it the same day I got a belly button ring and a tongue ring. I got a tattoo.
The triumvirate.
A butterfly? Yep.
The schoolies triumvirate.
Yeah, it was also just to really piss off my Italian parents
and?
As well.
Yeah.
It was a Chinese symbol.
Mm-hmm. I've got to guess. We all have to guess what it was for.
Oh, I thought it meant something.
Oh, you got to...
I recently found out it didn't. That's why I had to change it.
Oh, no.
Peace.
I'll go eternity.
No and no.
Strength.
Love.
Close.
Pasta.
Close.
Power.
Brave.
Courage.
Brave.
Because
I was close.
I'm an 18-year-old private school girl, and what I need in life is obviously some courage. But then I was sitting at my mother-in-law had a Chinese exchange student to come and stay with her, and I was sitting at dinner, and I'm like, we have a connection.
Yeah, we're the same.
I'm going to cross my leg just so that, and I'm like, respect your culture.
Yep.
And she pointed at my leg and said, chicken soup.
No.
I know, you couldn't make it out. I have been walking around since I was 18 to about 35 sick. With chicken soup on the inside of my ankle.
Why would you get rid of that? I love chicken soup.
No, I have had it covered with a black rose.
I think we have a new nickname.
Chicken soup.
I think we're going to start calling it
Please don't call me chicken soup.
It's fun.
So I am...
So not even chicken noodles. It's chicken soup. Right.
This is Em Rossiano on 131060. Guys, I'm calling in. Tats, I regret.
Hi there, Em.
What's the spirit tat? I regret my chicken soup symbol on the inside of my right leg.
You know what? You can dob in someone else, I think, too, in this. Tattoos that are regret. When I started working at Today FM and I drove the cars.
Yeah.
And one of my good friends, she had moved from Queensland to come along and she was this very beautiful girl and she was working away and I was doing all this stuff. And she had this giant flower on her back. I said, my God. She goes, yeah, look, it was enormous.
Mm.
I said, why is it? She had no other tattoos. It was a name that she had to get quickly.
Oh, don't get
changed.
Names.
And it was massive.
Yeah.
And here's the shock. It was a footballer, an NRL footballer, who had cheated on her.
Oh.
And I'm as shocked as you guys.
Wow.
That doesn't happen.
I'm as shocked as you guys.
That's like Nick Cannon, Mariah Carey's ex, who got Mariah tattooed in 30 centimetre letters across his back.
That looked like a football jersey.
Letters.
It took him 30 hours to cover it up just to... Nick. When the relationship broke up, like silly.
Well, we've got the stat. 12% of Australians get their first tattoo because someone they're hanging out with. Uh-huh. 17% of Aussies regret their tattoo.
I believe that's I think that's a low number. There's that many tattoos out there. All right, this is the game. We're playing for Imagine Dragons. There's other stuff, good prize on the board too. 131060, a tattoo that you regret, or feel free to dob in one of your mates or someone you know. I got a Val Kilmer story I might throw up next as well. Yeah. 131060, the tattoo regrets around tattoos. What is the superior tattoo regret? On today's What's the Superior, 131060, what is superior tattoo regret? 13% was them?
No, 17% of Australians regret their tattoos.
Mm.
But I think that's about people who get...
Names.
And I think, guys, let's just... That's a... nail in the coffin of your relationship once you do it.
I think agree with you.
Because Scott always says to me,
don't get the name.
Well, I've got the girls, I've got my grandfather's, I've got a few names on me. And he's like, when are you getting my name? And I'm like, I'm not. Macklemore, his wife said the same thing to him. She's like, when are you getting my name? Because he's got everyone else's. So he got Mama tattooed here. And he said, well, you're the mama of my children. And it's also for my mother. So he's making his wife share a tattoo.
That's pretty cheap. Come on, Macklemore. It's plenty of skin. Gary from Campbelltown. Is it your girlfriend that's got tattoo regret?
Yeah, mate. She got two tattoos done on her ankles about 8 years ago. My mate wanted to be a tattoo artist, bought the kit off eBay, and did the writing backwards on her ankles.
Yeah.
So there's mum and dad.
Oh,
but that works.
That's all right, doesn't it?
That works.
Some of the letters were fancy writing, so it's all backwards. Like with you a love heart and all that.
Alarm bells went off for me when you said bought the kit off eBay. No, for me, that's where I started getting worried.
I was excited about the prospects.
That was straight away.
Well, hang on. Let's give Gary's mate a chance to respond. Has your mate continued his career in tattoos, Gary?
No.
That was the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. That would, for me, would be alarm bells. How long have you been a tattoo artist? You're my first.
Let me just open the box and I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I see red flags here. Of course, the word regret itself is always one that, you know, everyone tends to know someone who's got the word and words no regrets done on their skin.
Oh, no regrets was big for a while.
It was big for a bit. We had a chick on the feud recently who had one covered up, and I said, what's going on there? She goes, I'm just having a tattoo removed. And I said, why? She goes, I regret it. And I said, what does it say? She goes, no regrets. And I went,
wow, that is, the irony of that is painful.
That's
meta. Mitch from Roseville, you're going to dob in a mate. Good on you. Your mate's got a tattoo regret?
Yeah, my brother came back from Thailand. He got the word your name written on his bum. But it's spelled YOU'RE name.
You are name. it's the compound of you are. Wow.
Ah, well done, Mitch.
There's
that story. Was it the guy from the AFL who went to when Geelong, I think the Geelong Football Club, they win two championships, the preseason and the main one in a year, which they call the night and day, went to Thailand, got the day premiership, and he got the gay premiership. So it said gay champions on his arm. On his arm.
Oh,
I wish it was his bum. I wish it was his bum.
I wish it was on his bum.
I know.
Oh.
Okay. Anna from Pitt Town. Anna, tattoo regret.
Oh, it's actually my father. He was about 60, maybe 65, and he suddenly decided he wanted a tattoo, and he ended up coming home secretly with this dolphin diving through the sunset and a rainbow in the background. It was like a 5-year-old tattoo. Kids would even come up to him and lick it, you know, touch it, say, is that a lick on?
They try and lick it.
I kind of love that.
We actually played out on him. I know, it's really, quite cute. But
it's pretty cute.
But that's funny that he's going to get
it covered over. And the second tattoo was said, you shouldn't just pick the first tattoo off the window that you see. It's like, I didn't know that. Anyway, he's now got his coat of arms on it, but he did regret the dolphin.
He didn't know there were options. He thought you could only get the first one yourself. That's excellent. Gary, I reckon Gary. We reckon Gary with his mate and his girlfriend. There you go, Gaz. You're off to see Imagine Dragons, bringing their Evolve World Tour to this, mate. With very special guests at Temper Trap. This will be a great gig. Saturday, May 19. Tickets are on sale now through tickettech.com.au. But you win. And our other two friends, Mitch and Anna, they're going to get themselves tickets to go to the movies.
Yeah. Did you realise you can't name your child whatever you want?
I thought
if you're a parent, then you can just do whatever you want. Go down to the registry and just name your child. It doesn't matter. But I didn't realise there's international law that prevents you from using some names.
And I think that's a good thing for children everywhere.
Yeah, but it's not... Okay, I agree with you, but it's not stopping...
Because Peter Andre ruined it for everyone.
What's he got?
Oh, Princess Punani or something.
Princess Punani?
No.
Princess...
Dwayne Bravo, the cricketer? Doesn't he have a young little girl called Dwayneese? Somebody Google that. I think it is. I think he's got Dwayne Jr. and Dwayneese.
What's the guy's... George Foreman's daughters are all named George.
But daughters.
Oh, well, that's... No, George. Could George be...
All George Foreman's kids are named George.
Yeah, that's not right.
Come on,
like,
George.
Come on.
Look, my mum and dad had a fight.
A few to the head.
It wasn't a controversial name that my mum and dad wanted to give me, but it did cause a fight. And then my mum had the ultimate solution. Like, for instance, my dad wanted to call me Sam, right? Sam was going to be my name. My mum did not like that and did not want that. So she went and bought a dog, any old mutt that she could find. She bought it, brought it back and goes, "Hi, Craig, meet Sam the dog." Then you can't have a kid and a dog with the same name. He was shut down.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, it's not a bad move.
Princess Tiami. I was so close with Princess Punani.
But I mean like names like, say, you know, you might like Nutella. Like in France, you can't name your kid Nutella. It's
so
good.
You've gone through the lists. You've got an official list in front of you of the names banned around the world.
Yep.
But I had the name Duke and I wasn't allowed to use that because in Australia you can't use anything that indicates a royal moniker. So you can't use Princess, Duke, and I've always loved the name Queen, Queenie. You know, like, Queenie for a little girl.
So
I found out when I wanted to name someone Duke.
Duke's a good name.
Yeah.
Oh, but Peter Andre is Australian. So how has he got away with Princess in England,
where
it's even more like that?
Mustn't be on the list.
Whoa.
Princess
good loophole, Andre.
Unfortunately,
you are a mysterious girl there.
Yeah.
Mexico's onto it, though. They've banned Robocop, which is a shame. One slipped through. They got one. And they've also banned scrotum.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You can't be called scrotum in Mexico.
Oh. Oh.
Scrotum Sanchez.
But to be fair, when babies come out, it's what they look like.
Yeah? First thing that comes into your head.
Exactly.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
I was as sad as the rest of you when Sophie, Mark and Stu broke up. Because I firmly believe in love and I too believe that the only place to find it is on television.
Yes, indeed.
And I think, as you do, Grant and Em, and I will put words into your mouth, that we were devastated when we found out that young Sophie and married with four children Stu hadn't worked out for them. However, we're now hearing some of the details of what's happened. Sophie was on A Current Affair last night, Grant.
Yeah.
She's gone to the sunny shores of Channel 9 for a new show, and good luck to her.
Yeah, and then did a tell-all on A Current Affair. Yeah.
Well, look, that's a coincidence. And she said the it's all about the exact moment when her and Stu decided to call it quits.
I think when you go...
Yeah, no, that's right. That was right.
I think when you go on holiday with someone, you really get to know someone. It was just, got to the point that, again, all I can say is we're just very different people. You clash when you've got different morals.
Ooh. Did it end there?
It did. It ended in Canada.
Ooh.
That can happen.
Different morals. Will do
Let's
it to
be
you.
Honest. Different morals, yes, but
different
I think,
morals.
No, there's definitely, pushing on, there's no better way than the figuring out if your relationship works and going on holiday.
It's a relationship stress test.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is a relationship stress. They broke up on holiday. Have either of you two, I have broken up with a former partner whilst we were on holiday.
Oh, that really? What was the breaking point?
Everything. Who was it?
Someone who...
Is that the one you were dating before with...
Sure. There's someone who still lives in the local area.
Someone who's in this market.
That one, the one.
No, that's she.
Yeah.
A lovely girl,
yeah.
And she's since married, and I'm very happy for her.
Terrific.
And weirdly, it's one of the blonde ones.
You Google image Ed, she'll come.
Okay. She won't. Okay. No, she won't.
Oh, not that one.
No, it's pre. It was pre me being me, if you know what I mean.
Okay. When
I
was I'm with
once
you.
Once he realised, Instagram Ed was gone.
I was just a little student at Sydney Uni, and I had myself a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And we went overseas together. Mm. It was going to be an amazing trip.
Where'd you go?
America.
America.
Oh. And first, week, 2 days, 3 days.
Yeah. How long had you been
that's
together
early.
Before the trip?
Second time round, we'd broken up and got back together.
Oh, that's always a good sign.
Yeah, no, I thought things were going well.
Yeah.
And then
when did you realise you're in trouble?
On the plane.
Why? What was the, different expectations
morals,
of the trip?
Morals, mate. Different morals.
Morals.
Sorry. I'm like, Soph, different morals. Different
you discovered
morals.
You had four children and a vasectomy? Is that what happened?
Yeah, that'll do it. So, yeah, it was just, it. we just, we shouldn't have gone. It was
no. I want the nitty gritty.
No, it was attempting to kind of save it. It was like our last. Come on, this will be great.
Oh, this will revive the relationship routine. But, like how some people get to a point going, you know, what will help us as a couple. Let's have a child. Yeah, similar sort of deal.
That sort of thing. So I think we went there, New York. We're like, this will be great. We'll run around. We'll have like, it'll be busy, but it wasn't. It was cold and it was too hectic. And we just was like, that's it. We're out.
You broke up in the snow in New York.
Inside a house, like inside a room.
Wow.
But it was. Yeah.
How was the trip home?
Yeah.
We separately.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Change of flights.
Sort of, yeah. Sort of change of itineraries.
Break up. I'd imagine breaking up with you because you'd go into robot mode,
yep.
Wouldn't you? Like
you're just dead cold inside.
Flick the switch and think Terminator 2, where the guy just disappears back into the wall.
Yep.
You know the guy that what's
just
the name of that
metal.
Model who runs with his straight arms?
The T2.
Yeah. Not
Lance
Arnie.
Henriksen. You
yeah.
Mean.
Yeah. You know how he just
Homer into
Homer
the hedge.
Into the bush.
Yeah.
That's you in a breakup.
I'm not like that. It's.
Do you get mush?
Oh yeah. It takes minutes for me to get over it.
Yeah. That's right. I know you very well. Thank you.
Sometimes, the length of a song. Sometimes, nah, I'm good. I'm sweet.
Know, I could imagine.
So?
I don't hang on to things for years. I'm like you. I let everything go straight away.
Oh, do ya?
Oh, yeah.
131060, ooh. Have you or someone you know gone through the breakup whilst on holiday?
Yes.
It is. Yep. It is rough.
It's hard to survive a good holiday sometimes, you know?
Maybe you break up on your honeymoon. Yes.
Oh, ow. 131060. Go on then. I'm going to be generous today. I'm feeling generous today. 131060. Have you had a breakup whilst on holiday? On 131060, have you broken up with someone on holiday? Tragically, we found out through a current affair interview, Sophie Monk and Stu, it all ended while they were away in Canada. I mean,
she's announced this week he wants to not be in the spotlight anymore.
He does.
Yeah, he says, I'm done. I just want to go run my pubs.
And did he say that in an interview?
He said that in an interview after he was caught having lunch with one of Sydney's most well-known PR agencies.
But he's telling them I don't want to do this
anymore. Oh, yeah, right.
He's breaking up with
the
them.
The woman he was seen with that looked like Sophie Monk, she actually runs a really successful PR agency, probably the most well-known PR agency in Sydney, not Roxy Jacenko. But he doesn't want to.
No. Well, that's what you do.
Doesn't do it.
And
she says she didn't break up with him on Instagram like he said he did, which I thought was, that's a bit weird.
Well, can we hear how they broke up again?
Yeah, of course we can.
Okay.
On holiday.
Oh, that grab's gone.
It's gone.
Sorry.
I'll be Sophie.
The board.
You deleted it already?
Yeah, well, we played
Jeez,
it.
We're not Sorry. Even.
We have a monk filter. So here we go. Evgeny, am I getting that right? How am I say your name, mate?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Evgeny.
Oh, Yevgeny. Oh, Yevgeny.
That's a lovely name.
Like Yevgeny Kafelnikov.
Correct.
The former tennis player. Yevgeny. Excellent. All right, from Cronulla. Mate, so talk us through it. What happened, buddy?
So it was my birthday. I can't remember exactly how old I was, but it was about six years ago. So my parents got me a couple's retreat at Hepburn Spas in Melbourne.
Beautiful.
For a couple of days. And then she broke up with me there. And we had to stay. We had to go to the spa and do the couples thing and...
During the couple's massage, Yevgeny, did she drop it or?
I mean, it sort of happened in the hotel, but then we still had to go and do the things. And
why didn't you? Why didn't she leave, Yevgeny? Why didn't she go?
Well, say again.
Why didn't she leave after you guys had broken up? Why did she stick around for the mud baths and stuff?
Well, I drove her there, so I guess she
had this was pre-Uber.
I
isn't
love
it,
that. Yevgeny's like, I'm having that mug, right. And you are going to wait for me.
Well, I'm having my calming tea as well.
I can just see him walking into the couple's massage, it's all candles lit, and he's just solo.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, just waiting for those hot stones to be put on his spine.
Oh, that's really sad.
Zena. Zena. Hello. Is this a friend of yours that broke up on holiday? What happened?
Yeah, really sweet, dear girl. So she was involved in a long-term relationship, long-distance relationship, and they had booked a holiday to the Whitsundays. A couple of days before they were due to meet up, he's rung her and said, look, it just can't continue, but we'll still go on the holiday anyway. And they're together, and obviously she's devastated. She's trying to make it work, so... They're together as a couple. They're paddleboarding. They're having dinner. They're sleeping together. She's trying to salvage the relationship, and at the end, it's like, see you later, bye, shaking hands, it's over.
He actually stuck his hand out.
They slept together.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay.
So we had to pick up the pieces. You know, she was a mess after.
He had someone else back where he was.
But he still wanted a holiday.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
It's the cheapest package holiday you can get.
Oh, my God.
Everyone's going with the same headline today, Bundle of Joyce, as it is announced that Barnaby Joyce, I think he's still Assistant Prime Minister, even though his portfolio changed because he was found to be in New Zealand for a while.
He's Deputy Prime Minister. Yeah.
He's Deputy Prime Minister. Okay, so when Malcolm's on, you know, on a yachting trip somewhere, then
Barnaby's
in charge.
And that should send terror and fear down the back of every single Australian. I feel like they missed out on Barnaby.
Oh, Barnaby.
Like Barnaby, yeah, with baby at the
end. Oh, yeah, with a dash.
Yeah,
that's true.
That
well, that's tomorrow.
That. Oh, good, yeah, sure. Don't blow your load too early.
Joyce to the world.
I'm going to continue to set you up. Oh, Joyce to the world. Oh, that's a bit Christmassy.
That's more Christmas.
Yeah. Sorry, wrong
Christmassy
theme.
Doll.
Sorry, doll.
So he has moved in with his former media advisor, Vicky Campion.
Well, we've all done that.
And he announced in Parliament, so it was on the record, that he and his wife of 24 years had in fact split, who he has four adult children with.
Okay.
And he's said to be madly in love with his former media advisor.
I'll quote some stuff from the Daily Telegraph in front of me
here.
Oh,
well, this is going to be amazing.
Well, no, it says that there was even rumours in innuendo swept Canberra and the campaign trail during the New England by-election, and that Mr. Joyce refused to address the subject of his new relationship with former media advisor. So there were rumours that say, is he pregnant? What's going on? And he was refusing to acknowledge those rumours.
Yeah, okay.
Because he was struggling. Kind of, he was struggling with the breakup and the family breakup, and he encountered some pretty dark times, he had said to people. So
Also he's got older kids who would be very upset that their parents are splitting up after such a long time. Yeah. But I would say that having a baby is a big deal and would be very upsetting for his former wife.
He's 50. So does he count as an older dad?
Yeah.
What's the cutoff for older? I don't know what the cutoff is anymore.
Hugh Hefner was making children till he was 80, wasn't he?
But that's what I mean. If Hugh Hefner's an older dad,
yeah.
But what's the cutoff for older dad now?
I think 50. Oh, well, I think if you're going to be 70 when your kid's 20.
So Alec Baldwin, he's 60-something.
It's happening now. It's a thing that
happens. No, it is. I'm just saying I'm looking for the lower edge of older dad.
Well, the baby's due in April. So
names. Malcolm.
Macca.
Abbott. New Zealand.
I can't be the only one, and we were discussing this off air. Yeah, Pistol and Boo.
He has to.
Pistol
and Boo.
Am I the only one who, obviously, when you hear someone's having a baby, your mind does flash to the conception? And we were discussing off air.
Oh, I hadn't thought of this until you said it.
Really? Because it's the first. When I heard Barnaby was having another baby, the first thing I thought was, does he keep his hat on in the boudoir? Because I feel like Barnaby would keep the hat on in the boudoir. Only person in Australia. That's where my mind first went.
This is a put down your breakfast moment. So what I want you to do is imagine that you are a former media advisor and you're lying.
How could you resist?
You're lying in a Canberra bed.
Hello. And Barnaby walks in just with socks on.
But what he does is he leans on the door.
Yes.
And sort of pulls
his Stetson.
With the Stetson down and says, hello, little lady.
Oh, no, amazing. No, no, no.
Yeah, howdy, ma'am.
Howdy, ma'am.
100%,
this is what happens. See, you're welcome, Sydney. Take that image to the bank.
Want to see my electorate?
Grant Denyer, we go inside the Denyer household, and I believe you've got one of your lovely children is causing a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, something's happened in my marital home.
My favourite I love you, Sailor, but I hope it's my favourite.
Is it Scout, the two-year-old?
No, this one's Sailor. I got an issue.
Oh, I love Sailor.
The six-year-old.
Gone are the days when, for some reason, my daughter, who used to refer to me lovingly and cherish the bond that we have by calling me, you know, names like Daddy and Daddy.
Names like Daddy, okay, yeah. Which is a traditional thing to call your father, I would imagine.
She looks up to me and, you know, we just had this incredible, juicy, little, cute thing going on, but something's happened. She's referring to me differently. Have a listen and see if you can pick it up.
Who's this in the photo with Mummy?
That's Grant Denyer.
It's Grant Denyer?
Yes.
Yes? Who's this person in this photo?
Grant Denyer.
Right. And what do you call Daddy?
Grant Denyer.
Grandenia.
She started referring to me by my full name. And it is weirding me out.
Now, when did she start doing this?
This is only recent. It's brand new, yeah. And I don't know where it's come from.
I'm taking this.
Was it you?
Ask Chezzy, because I know she listens to us in front of Sailor, and I reckon, because I always say Grandenia.
You do always say Grandenia.
I just always say your foot. I'm going to take this.
Hey, well done.
I'm supposed to be in this phase of a relationship with my beautiful daughter where everything I do is amazing and I like the cuteness. You're taking away the cuteness and making our relationship now formal where she uses my entire name.
I don't know what your problem is. The real problem would be if she started calling you Larry Emder. Yeah, that would be that would be when I would get worried. What a great day for a game of cricket.
Oh, my God. I am living for this story. And I heard it yesterday. I watched the footage last night and I said to you all, I see this lady, I am this lady, I feel this lady. She was completely in the wrong.
So let's go back.
Yeah, I will.
Set the scene.
I know how to do radio, thank you.
Sorry.
An angry exerciser has stormed through a cricket match yelling at players. So there was a game happening near somewhere near Trumper Park, in Trumper Park,
yes,
where I believe you used to live.
And right next door to that.
I'll be crossing to you for expert commentary because you said you understand why she perhaps did this. Now, she had headphones on and she was going to do her weekly sit-up session.
Weekly?
Yes. I like that part too. Yeah. And she started doing her sit-ups and didn't know that there was a game going on because she had headphones in.
She still has eyes. You know?
How maybe she was, you know, so focused on her crunches.
Right. That's true.
And so she started getting yelled at by the players and everyone's like, can you get off? You're going to get hit by a ball. And most of us would have been like, oh, sorry, guys. I'll just get off.
Oh, whoops.
Whoops.
Yeah.
But not this woman.
Not this lady.
My God. She dug her heels in and she put both hands on her hips and she took on about 30 blokes.
She did do hips.
And she said, it was amazing. First of all, she said, have some effing manners. You're speaking to a woman. Amazing.
Yep.
And then one cricketer said, this is a cricket field. We've hired this. We've paid money. We have exclusive views. To which she replied, and I pay rate, Stole?
Yeah, which is an odd kind of... Because by that logic, she could just walk into anyone else's house and just start
I pay
using
rates,
their,
I'm in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, using their Nespresso machine.
Yeah. And then she stands there. I like that. Yeah. And then she stands there and says, why can't I have my exercise? Bunch of testosterone. Get off. Don't you have any manners?
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. And then the spectators start chipping in as well.
Hang on. Spectators at like a local club cricket match?
This is serious.
That's
a
stretch.
This is serious. Hang on,
can I challenge the word spectators, please?
And then her final burn, which I love, as she stormed off, was, I hope you all get sunburned.
Really?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But I just, before I cross to you for expert commentary,
certainly.
I just want to, well, let's hear a little bit. This is her just how, you just make it out.
We have hired these, we've paid money for this, and I don't pay rates. Bunch of testosterone. Get off. Don't you have any manners?
Don't you have manners?
Yeah, and then one said, oh, and she said, don't go, oh.
But I just think we've all been this woman, at least I have, when you know you are wrong, when you are just completely going to be overpowered by everything around you, but something in you flips and your heels dig into the ground and you go down swinging.
And it's in public, which is what you want.
100%.
Yeah, going off in public. So that's the game we're playing. 13, 10, 60. Have you gone off?
Just lost your mind in the public arena.
And you know, it's all friendly here. We don't mind where it was.
That's fine.
Airports, you know, shopping centres.
Everywhere.
Customer service counters.
Yeah, fast food restaurants.
Fast food restaurants. When you might have been in the wrong.
You're being ridiculous. You know, you can see yourself.
Yeah.
You know when you can fly above your body and watch back down?
But you can't stop it. Yeah, you feel it.
Shut up, you ridiculous person.
Yep. So 13, 10, 60. Have you gone off in public? No judgment here.
Call in?
Yeah, please. Em's here. 13, when did you go off in public? What was the circumstances? Mm. And the more flaming it was, the more points you're going to win
today.
And
I do want to hear why you know she may have been okay in the right.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
So we're talking about the lady who went to do some exercise in Trumper Park in Paddington and there was a cricket match going on. And when they told her, she had her headphones in and she's been told, hey, listen, there's a cricket match going on. And rather than saying, oh, I see.
And most of us would.
Yeah.
And she's just dug her heels in.
Yeah. She snapped.
She snapped. And
went from 0 to 100 in a nanosecond. Like she exploded pretty quickly.
Why do you think she did this? Because you used to live near there.
I'm going to support her in the fact that Trumper Park is down the bottom of a very steep hill to the point where I used to work at the corner store on the top of it. To walk down to Trumper Park and then back up, that's exercise. That's enough. And all of the – and Trumper Park's quite very small as well. Like, it's quite a small oval. Yeah. And there's nowhere else to do anything else on the oval because the rest is all sort of hills and a children's playground. So there's not much park area around there.
Yeah, you could do sit-ups at home, though.
You probably some – yeah, but – I can see what's happening. So I once got kicked off there, exact same situation.
Oh, no.
What? I went down there to – me and my mate went down there to bowl in the nets because there's nets attached to the site. Yeah. And we were bowling this, and we got kicked off for a game of AFL.
Yeah.
And I was saying, look, we're off to the side here. And then, no, the ball, da-da-da-da, same sort of deal.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't go off like she did.
You didn't.
And I should have.
You didn't. Oh, mate.
I should have accused him of being testosterone.
She reminds me of when, I don't know, if any AFL fans remember this, when Dermot Brereton stormed the Essendon pack. I was at that game. He walked into the middle of the pack and he didn't care.
And had a go.
Yeah.
See, that's losing it.
I've always respected Dermot for that.
That is good fun.
It's like Shannon Nolan in Adelaide Strip Club, you know, when he's facing off against a Tongan bouncer. Clearly he's pretty full. He knew he was hiding in nowhere. Noll. Stands up. Don't you know who I am?
Yeah,
and then throws one, knowing that he's outnumbered and on his way to the clink.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I mean, it must have been a great strip club.
Look, we've all been this woman. We've all been this woman. I really firmly believe I'm 32.
When was the last time, your public one for you, Anne? When was the last one where the kids had to wander off?
I have so many.
Give us most recent.
I generally lose.
Where do you save it for?
Oh, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
I get so cross at things. I get pushing in makes me really cross.
Same here.
Okay. If I've been waiting for ages and someone just says to me, oh, can I just.
No.
And I have actually thrown down over pushing in.
Okay. So supermarket or airports we're talking here?
Yes.
Froyo?
Yes.
Okay.
Anywhere.
Yep.
I don't like pusher-inners.
I can't stand pusher-inners. My
wife
has told me that
your turn.
I need to stop because I am prone to this. And the
pusher-innering?
No, no. The last time I had to go was when I was getting ready because I'm George Clooney at airports.
Yeah.
I fly so much that I get through that thing, straight through the security thing, no problem, bags out, no aerosols, of course not. Yeah. I'm not an idiot, da-da-da, nail clippers as if, blah, blah, blah.
Yep, laptops.
And if there are people in they're already, safely stowed.
Yeah. Yep.
And the other were flying, and there was someone who was faffing about, and I could see that they had a phone that was going to go off. I could see it was going to happen, and I went to tap them on the shoulder, and Tiff said, "Don't do it."
Kate in Marrickville, have you just lost your mind in public like this woman did?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I totally have. I was taking my daughter, she's about 2.5, for swimming lessons, and she didn't want to leave the pool, but it was time to go. And we were in the showers, and she's having a massive meltdown, she's screaming and yelling. And there's just been this aqua aerobics class going on. They're all 70-year-old ladies in the ladies' change rooms. And this woman, this 70-year-old woman, walks out of the shower, totally starkers, and starts sort of saying, "Make her be quiet." And I just lost it. And I found myself standing in the middle of the women's showers screaming at a naked 70-year-old woman.
Oh, yes. Whoa. And there's no win for you in that situation. You're yelling at an old person who's nude.
Yes, I am. And I'm also having a screaming 2-year-old standing next to me. So where do I go?
You're just staring down massive grey bush. I love it. So great.
Hey, you're going to win today. Movie tickets for you, Kate. Well played.
Yes.
When Mimi falls apart, New Year's Eve. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic. That's entertainment.
I'm actually rubbing my hands today in excitement. Actual hand rubbing.
Me
that
too.
Is my
I'm
hands
clapping.
That are rubbing.
I'm okay. Clapping. We're rubbing.
And we can't say what Grant's doing. Okay.
Just getting ready to sit back and enjoy this.
All right, let's get this little bit out of the way. Henry Cavill, a.k.a. Superman. Last week we found out how Demi Lovato laid a very clever Instagram trap by following him, liking a bunch of his shots, and then posting a sexy picture of her when he followed her back.
I went and looked at it after you told
me. How good, mate?
Oh, look, it was
beautiful.
It was all there.
She was all chichis, were busting out of white lycra, or shiny. And now this week we find out, and I don't want to say that this is related to that story because that's none of my business.
Ooh.
Henry Cavill's broken up with his girlfriend.
Oh.
Oh my God, guys. Guys, I don't want to start any untoward rumours, but they're definitely together.
Anyway, sleuthing.
That's happening.
Now, Prince's sister has come out and support. Justin Timberlake's been copying it a bit for his halftime performance because Prince has been known to say, I find performances between dead celebrities and alive celebrities demonic. Please don't ever let that happen to me.
Oh, dear.
Now, Prince appeared at the Super Bowl halftime show via a big sheet, likely hang up in your backyard.
Yeah.
And this is how it sounded. So good.
I can't work it out. I thought it was respectful and it was great. What was the issue?
Well, the fact that he had publicly stated, I never ever want to appear via hologram. Oh. And Justin actually rang Sheila E., who played in the new Power Generation, amazing drummer. Right. I saw her live. And Sheila said to Justin, because Justin was all set to do the hologram.
Yeah.
And Sheila said, please don't do the hologram. He hated that. Don't do that idea. And then Justin kind of ran the backyard sheet by him and they were like, okay, that's fine. Then Prince's sister has come out, Tyka, and said, we're fine with it. We think it was really great. We thought it was a great performance and we think Prince would have liked it. So everyone needs to shut up now. Mm.
And also, is Tyka one of the 19 people contesting the non-will of Prince?
No, she's just a sis. I think they were close.
Okay, good.
I'm getting to our favourite story in a second. Mm. So, 90s pop band, exciting news, Bachelor Girl.
Yes. So I walk under a bus. Great song. Hit
by a train. I recorded my own version of this because I wrote a just-in-case-of-death letter to my children. And I got Tanya Durko's permission. Oh. And so this song means a lot to me.
Hang on, what did you write? What is it?
We'll be able to find that.
Yeah, surely.
I recorded it just in case. I write letters to my kids when I go away just in case I die.
Yeah.
And you did a song one.
And you did a song version.
Yeah, I did a
version.
Song one. Yep, you guys can play it to them if something and when something happens to me.
Oh, okay.
So this is exciting. They're announcing a new album and an Australian tour. It's all happening. We're all going for a bit of a nostalgic period at the moment. So
that's good on them. I'm excited about that. Any news on CDB?
They just finished their reunion tour.
Oh, did they?
Glad with me. Yeah, it was amazing.
Okay, let's groove tonight.
Moving on to the story.
Here we go.
We've all been waiting for. Oh, God, I ripped it.
Oh, no.
So excited. Okay, so cast your minds back to December when we heard, whilst recording their Christmas song, a fight erupted between Ding Dong Denise Drysdale and Autobatrice.
On Studio 10, my God.
On Studio 10. When allegedly Ding Dong threw a bowl of Brussels sprouts in Otter's general direction. Apparently two sprouts escaped and hit Otter.
She's sprouted.
She lost her mind.
Yeah, this is what we've heard.
Yep.
Apparently it's getting worse and worse behind the scenes. It's reaching boiling point, we're being told, because Otter has I've been on Studio 10. Otter has a special dressing room that's only for Otter's use.
Just for her. And she's an OIM,
And Denise is allowed to use it when Otter's not in residence. But when Otter's in residence, Denise has to share with Jess Rowe.
Yep.
Now, we're being told by Channel 10 this is nonsense, this is inflammatory, the two are very professional and they like each other.
Okay. Yep.
Grant Denyer, as Channel 10's insider, what can you tell us about Ding Dong v. Buttrose?
Well, I know it definitely did happen. Okay.
Yes.
And sprouts happen.
You can confirm the sprouts?
I can confirm the sprout.
Yes.
Okay. Right. And I know that relationships have been a little icy since, and I don't.
Yes.
But who are they sending in today, straight after our show? Who is Channel 10 parachuting into Studio 10 to try and make it all better?
Dr. Phil.
No, you.
Me? Oh, yeah, I'm going in. I'm going in undercover. I'm going to dress up with bad moustache and maybe a pith helmet and going, low-key like.
But this is true. You are going in there today.
Yep. Because there is a certain time when the two shows cross over, like when Studio 10 finishes and Family Feud starts.
Oh, you film the feud, I'd back Ding Dong in a scratch fight, though.
Maybe.
She's got very long
You know
arms.
What I'll do? I'll go, Denise, you know what? Come and use my dressing room over here, doll. Come on in. Just
Have you got
in
your
here.
Own dressing room?
Yeah, and then I'll set up a little microphone in the corner and I'll ask her all about it.
Glossed over that one,
this
didn't he?
This is great. Yeah. I got my own.
There's a good chance I'll no longer work for the network tomorrow, but it'll be so worth it.
I'm sure there's nothing going on. God forbid women work together and, have a little disagreement. But I would back Ding Dong in on that.
Yeah, that's a fight I'd like to see. I don't know if the UFC's listening, but...
I love it.
McGregor v. Mayweather and on the undercard, Ding Dong v. Buttrose. Fantastic.
That's entertainment.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
At 9 minutes past eight, it's time to try and give someone $10,000. Our official game show host, Grant Denyer, Who have you got for us today?
Present. Neil from Ryde. Neil's on the line. Are you ready to play today FM's Alpha Bucks, Neil?
I certainly am.
Yes. Okay. What are we going to put the cash towards if you get some?
Mate, I'm due on a holiday, so I think I'll take the family somewhere. Somewhere nice would be great.
Got some kids?
Yeah, got two kids and a lovely wife at home.
Beautiful.
Good on you, Neil.
Good on you, Neil.
Create
love
some
it. Magic memories. Well, let's see if we can get it all right now. You've got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter F. Okay, yep. F for Fred. Yep. If we thought about this, this could be a bit risky. F is a letter.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Let's see
what
how it plays
saying?
Out. I don't
what
know.
Word?
I think that would probably be the most problematic letter of all of the letters.
Ah, nothing's wrong with it. I'd say C, yeah.
Okay, yeah, good point. That's kind of next level. But anyway, each question you get right, you'll score 100 bucks with the chance to win up to 10 grand, Neil. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final, Neil. Your letter is F. Are you ready?
Yeah. F-C-H. Here we
go. Here we go. Name a type of pasta.
Pass.
A sitcom.
Friends.
A profession.
Fireman.
A gym.
Fitness first.
A country.
Finland.
A clothing brand.
Fila.
A food brand.
Fantail.
A book title.
For the love of money.
A team sport.
Football.
Okay, football and fit for the love of money, they've two have got to get in, judges. Those two had to get in.
Fantail's not a food brand, though.
Yeah, it is. It's because they don't have Fantails.
That's Arnott's, isn't it?
No, Allen's?
Allen's, yeah. 600. Ooh.
600.
That's all right.
Well, good on you, Neil.
Hopefully that makes your day a little better, Neil.
Thank you very much, guys.
Good on you, mate.
A word that starts with F is your reaction to that?
Yeah.
No, Neil.
Fantastic.
Fantastic is the word.
He's gone. Thank God.
Yeah, fantastic.
We will play again tomorrow when we return, Em. It is time for you to go one-on-one with the rapper Macklemore.
Yes.
This is
he was
awesome.
A delight and a joy, and we talked about a lot of things. We talked about birth, shoes.
Right.
We did a glitter high five. It was amazing.
Excellent.
Okay.
First part of that chat up shortly.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
M. Macklemore, he's doing a huge tour of Australia at the moment. He's got his latest record, Gemini.
So good. And he's coming back to do his third and final sold-out Sydney show this weekend.
Oh, good.
He's coming back from New Zealand. He's doing a show in New Zealand and then coming back to play Sydney.
It's an odd idea. Cool.
Well, they had to add it because of just popular demand.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, I sat down with him in a weird kind of storage room last night. And look, I'm going to warn you, obviously, because I was with the rapper, there's a bit of swearing because I'm gangster.
Oh.
We've beeped it. We've beeped the swearing. Don't worry, little ears are fine.
Okay.
But, you know, look, I got into the mood.
I hear you, man.
Because I'm a gangster.
You are both the Crips and the Bloods.
Correct. I'm Crip Blood. And because I am so hardcore, we open the interview, as you'll hear, with a glitter high five. It's Em here with my friend Ben, a.k.a. Macklemore. I like to start every interview, my darling, with a mystery high five. Are you okay with doing a mystery high five?
I don't even know what that is, but yes.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Damn.
Magic.
I was scared. I closed my eyes.
You've got some... You don't ever be scared of glitter and sparkles.
I didn't know it was going to come out of there.
Super Bowl. I got the vibe you were kind of happy with the result.
Just a little bit.
Because your Instagram caption was the greatest of all time. Do you remember what you wrote in capital letters? Please say it word for word because it was inspiring.
The Patriots for life. Something about having a spiritual experience.
Yes.
That was the tone.
The Patriots for life.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm getting the vibe. You're not a Tom Brady fan.
I hate Tom Brady, I hate Bill Belichick, and I hate the Patriots.
I love you so much. I just love that you said that, because most people kind of dance around it.
No, no,
but you were like, f*** you for life, not even just for a week.
No.
Not even just for 6 months. F*** you.
For life.
Correct.
For life.
I'm so here for you right now.
Yeah.
I get the sense that you maybe only got famous to perform at the halftime of the Super Bowl. I feel like you already have that show planned in your head. Because I have my halftime show planned, obviously. What's your halftime show? And do not bullshit me and say you haven't planned that shit out. Move for me.
I haven't planned
bullshit.
It out.
Bullshit.
I could come up with it real quick.
Okay, go. What's the Macklemore halftime at the Super Bowl?
I don't know the order.
No, no. I don't know. I want the creative. Don't give me the... That's not your job.
I would like to zip line in from the top.
Yes.
Right to the middle.
Yeah. Okay.
As I'm ziplining in, fire's going off on either side of me.
Yes.
I get down to the bottom of the platform. The music starts, and there's Janet Jackson.
Yes, redemption.
Redemption.
Yes. And her nipples are away, and your nipples are out.
And then she does it to me.
Yes.
Something like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right, great. Mine involves dry ice and swans and half-naked guys in white linen. So same.
Very similar.
Yeah, very similar. Now, I was watching a bunch of interviews of you, and you're a low-key guy, so I was worried how you would take me. Mm. And well done on surviving that Chelsea Handler interview. That was f***ing intense, man. But you lit up about a subject that I am too passionate about, your shoe collection.
Yeah.
Holy shit, man. You have a custom cupboard. I wept. Can we both say how many pairs of shoes we each have at the same time? Okay, yeah. Ready?
One, two, three.
237. Oh, you've got more than me.
Although 237, I kind of rounded up.
So we
might have 237 pairs of shoes together.
But you have a custom cupboard. Mine are like stashed around the house like drugs.
You have 237 pairs of shoes.
Just stop.
Damn.
Look at my feet. I wore these special, man, and it took you like 30 seconds to notice them. I'm like, this guy's a sneakerhead.
Well,
He's going to feel it.
I didn't even know you pointed them out to me. You said, I'm waiting for you to say something.
Yeah, but you're
something.
In the like cool pre-show artist like zone, like answering everything monotone. And I'm like, he's not even going to see my shoes because he's so bored.
I would have definitely seen them at this point.
Okay, great.
For sure.
Well, if not, I would have high-kicked in front of your face.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
And I would have noticed.
Yeah, and you didn't notice my belt. I wore it special.
I noticed your watch, and now I notice your belt.
Yeah.
You like to shop.
What gave you that impression?
You spend a good amount of money on
clothing. Nah, I work hard. I work very hard, doll.
You deserve it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We got that recorded?
Yeah.
Amazing. I go to the Gooch, and I reward myself. So your Jordans, love it. JT had on some, I think they were custom threes. I don't know if you clocked those.
I did.
You've... Of course you did.
Of course.
You're like, bitch. And you had custom sixes, the green.
Yeah.
And what I love and how I knew we would be kindred spirits is because you said that was in the top three experiences in your life.
It's true.
And you've had children. That is so good. I'm sorry for swearing. I don't know what came over me. I know it came over me.
You're a swear there.
Well, everyone knows that. If you've ever seen my stand-up and warning to anyone who's coming to the Opera House.
I don't think the Opera House knows what it's in for. You were really excited by that interview. I could tell the enthusiasm. Your fangirling was crazy.
It's worse.
We've got the next part coming up.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I wish we could have sent you two shopping together.
Oh,
that would have been
to
fun.
A thrift shop.
He and I just became one during this interview because he realised someone as completely lunatic as him about this stuff. But you will hear the next part. I'm sorry, I was trying to be cool. I was trying to impress him.
No,
I'm a massive nerd, I know. But the next part, we talk about home birth, which was really intense.
Woo.
Yeah, and you'll just hear more about, you know,
more of Emmett and Macklemore in a moment.
This is part two of my interview with Macklemore. The video is up at the Today FM Breakfast Facebook page. Worth seeing just for
the
joy.
See the outfits.
See the outfits?
Yeah.
I had a lot of sparkle on.
Because you know he and I share an obsession with
Jordans. I got your little question in.
Did it make it the edit?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I didn't give you credit.
No, I don't expect any.
No, I just I just slipped in. Oh, did you notice JT in the halftime show had Jordan 3s on? You're going to hear the second part. Again, I'm sorry if I sound gangster. I was really trying. I wanted him to like me.
Okay.
Now, I know that Trisha, that's how we would say it, Trisha.
She would say both, yeah.
Yeah, okay, is like about to pop.
Yeah.
She's so pregnant.
Very pregnant.
Are you a business end guy during the labor? Are you like in there yelling support, cutting the cord? What happens? Are you rapping? Like in my mind, you're rapping support to her. Is that what happens?
She would be like, shut the f*** up. You know, with Sloan, we started with a home birth in a tub of water.
Oh, Jesus.
And she was in labor for a good 30 something hours.
Wow.
I feel like I massaged her for 20 of those hours.
Oh, well, I mean, you did more work than her, doll. You're the hero in this situation. I mean,
We got it on film. I didn't say it. I've been feeling that.
Yeah. He massaged for 20 hours, guys.
Yeah.
I'm sure he didn't push the kid out, but that is irrelevant.
It was such an amazing experience.
Dude, I know.
Yeah. She was in a trance almost. It was very primal, like.
Yeah.
Human experience.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not when you're doing it. Trust me, I've had two, and they were like 10 pounds.
Yeah.
There were 5 kilo babies. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
And you're never the same. You can't sneeze with confidence or wear grey pants. You know? You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean. So you're going to have to race back at any moment. You're on call.
I'm on call.
And everyone, if no one can complain or they're an asshole.
You're right. No fans can complain.
No, they will because...
Of course, but Trisha, like, you know, it's a busy year and...
Got a bit on doll, sorry, have your baby, but I'm touring.
No, she pushes me out there. She's like, go, like, please, like, go, go work, do what you love.
I love that.
Yeah, I love it too. It's why our, you know, relationship works. But, yeah, I mean, we took like a well-paying private show on the due date.
Oh, you're so committed. I worked the day I gave birth too, doll. Why not? If you can make money, do it and have a child.
Exactly.
I'm all for that, bitch. I love it. How's Grandma Helen?
She's good.
She's amazing.
She's great.
She's my hero.
Yeah, she's
mine too.
Has
she seen you live?
No.
What the hell, man?
I mean, she can't make it to the Bay Area. She lives closest to like San Francisco.
I know, but
it's
still
too far.
I feel like you could put a show on in her lounge room for her mates. That could be your next video clip.
Mm.
That's for free.
It's a good idea.
I know.
A good follow-up.
Okay, well, I've got to wrap up. So you've been a joy, as I knew you would be. As soon as I saw the shoes, I'm like, this guy is my guy. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I got so gangster then.
You are the most gangster.
I said yo. I don't know what... I did walk out and everyone's like, I don't know what came over you.
It happens, doesn't it?
You become... You become the person you're interviewing. I certainly do.
That happened. Grant, has it ever happened to you?
Yeah, that was kind of next level though. I loved watching you because clearly you're enjoying that so much that you kind of took fan level to 11.
Such like, an idiot.
It was full on.
You need to see the video. I'm such a tryhard. Thank God that's what my memoir's called.
Macklemore video is up now on our Facebook page. The new album, latest record is Gemini. It's available now. You can see all the videos up on the Facebook page.
Go watch the video.
Do it. We're joined in studio by the bloke that makes all of our video content, Kieran. Hi, Kieran.
Kids. Rosé's your summer drink, guys.
I saw that prior to the Macklemore interview that somebody might have been enjoying a nice little summery glass or two.
You did, don't you, doll?
Yeah, we went mid-range, so it was really nice.
That's so exciting. So, Kieran, we're here today to talk about customer service. Now, we should say at the top here, we're going to say the type of business it was, but not name the specific business. Various reasons. However, so take us back to the beginning. What did you just, this is around fitness. What did you do?
So I'm looking for a new gym, right? So I wanted to trial out some different gyms, which, and I ended up on this one because it looks quite nice and it looks like it's something I could do after breakfast radio.
Sure.
Right.
So I settled on this one. I signed up for a trial. So I paid about, I think it's about $20 for a trial.
Okay.
Not
did
a lot
you
of money.
Sign up directly on their website?
No, I signed up for a Groupon.
Okay. So you're going through, they've
a
given.
A third party.
Yeah. But you've paid for it,
and
the Groupon has said, yes, this is a valid trial. All you have to do now is go and redeem it with the gym itself.
Yeah. So the gym emails me after I sign up on their website. The second part is you sign up on their website.
Yep.
No worries. So I sign up, and they say they're not going to allow the trial to go ahead because Groupon have oversold the voucher.
Do you have that email in front of you?
I've got the email in my emails, yes.
But, that is the vague. That's the tenant of it. Yeah. It was a bit of a form email saying, bad luck to those who got in too late.
Yeah.
We can't offer it, but have they given back the money?
Not yet.
And what did you send back? You said, you took my money, I want the trial.
I want my money back, and you can cancel the membership that's going to fall on after that trial.
Yes.
It automatically goes unless you want to cancel.
So that's not a trial if you automatically starts a membership.
It follows on. So you can quit within 7 days. So you have a 7-day calling off
period. But you have to opt out.
Opt out.
It's very stressful.
Yeah. So I opted. I asked to opt out.
Yeah.
So are you entitled your money back from the gym or from Groupon?
From Groupon. I'll get it back in a while. But,
sure.
Yeah.
So then when I asked to cancel the membership, I got no response.
Yeah.
So I emailed again.
Yeah, because you want to make sure they got that so it doesn't start coming off your card. Yeah. Yep.
No response.
Yes.
So I text them on the number that was on their website. No response.
Yes. Oh.
So that's three now. That's three times you've changed. Yeah. And let's not forget that the clock is ticking.
Yes.
And at the end of the 7 days... Mm-hmm. You're up for another $20 for a gym that you're not allowed to attend. It's a new business model.
It's actually the sign-up fees would have been $250 coming out.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
No way.
And then haven't responded to three attempts.
Three emails and a text.
And they know $250's coming their way.
Yes.
Yeah. And so?
So I Facebooked them.
Okay, so you've gone to Facebook.
Yeah, fair enough.
And is this public or is this a private message?
This is a private message.
To the actual gym. This is to the gym.
So you're trying to play fair.
Yeah, I'm trying to pay for
her. Reasonable so far. Do you know what? I would have been in a current affair after the text. I would have been kicking down doors.
Me too. So dodgy plumber style.
Exactly.
I've messaged them saying, hey, look, we've got 2 days to sort this out. Just want to confirm that it's been cancelled.
Fair.
Easy to send message. The response.
So this is the official response that you received back on Facebook after three other things you didn't get.
Yes.
This is what you got back on Facebook and you are quoting.
Yes, word for word.
Word for word.
Has any money come out of your account? No. So stop crying like a little girl and pestering us. You've already wasted enough of our time.
Oh, you are kidding me.
Yes. One more time.
Has any money come out of your account? No. So stop crying like a little girl and pestering us. You've wasted enough of our time already.
That's outrageous.
Yeah.
It's a formal
response.
That's
amazing customer service. Yeah. And it is a formal response. It's directly underneath the business name.
Yeah.
So Karen did what all millennials do when they're annoyed. He took it to Twitter.
Good.
Good.
So what did you do, mate?
I just tweeted it saying this is probably the best customer service I've ever
had. Did you leave the business name in the tweet?
Yeah.
At that stage, you have to.
That's fair. And so you've just put that message up as it stands on Twitter.
Yes.
Now, this is where it's going to get interesting.
I love this part.
Then what happened?
One of my colleagues from a former workplace now works at a news organisation.
Oh,
redemption.
You mentioned the current affair. That's interesting. You mentioned that because, now it's gone to the media.
It's pretty much there.
And so then they've seen, your friend's seen it.
Yes.
And now they work at a news organisation.
Yes.
And then what have they done?
They've contacted the head office of the business.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. Yes.
Who had no idea.
No.
So they called me yesterday and were very, very apologetic.
Uh-huh.
Were they crying like a little girl on the phone?
they sounded like they were about
or a little boy.
Yeah, little boy. Why you got to discriminate?
Oh, yeah. That's me. I'm the one here. I'm the trouble here. Yes.
So we've gone around in circles for about 10 minutes, but they've been really nice. They just explain what the gym's about, what I still like to try it out, and they have given me 6 months for free.
Yes, wins.
Oh my God, we've had a win.
At another location.
Of the same franchise.
Same franchise.
Okay. Can we please report that the same person who sent this message was, was approached and like, why did you do this?
Yeah.
And
he said, I don't care.
Wow.
I don't care.
I'm so glad you took it into your own hands. But what about those who didn't sort of have the courage to kind of take them face on or didn't have the connections to another news agency who can kind of act on your behalf? They would just be being robbed blind, like hundreds and hundreds of people.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
And the good thing about it is Grant and I would like to announce we're opening gyms and we are going through Groupon. But don't even think about trying to show up for the trial because you are going to get a very sternly worded email, you crybabies.
I'm getting a Ferrari.
Now, Grant Denyer, when you leave the studio today, apart from going to Studio 10, you've been flown in to try and cool the problems between Ida and Ding Dong.
Mm-hmm. I'm the right man for the job.
Then after that, he goes to a house of lies.
I'm good with feuds, just quietly. I'm good
with
feuds.
Very good.
I'm the feud manager. I'm the coordinator of restoring
of
relationships.
Now, so then after that,
we're getting
to that.
Coordinator of lying.
We're getting to that. So you're going to Family Feud today. How many episodes are you recording today?
Six today.
Now,
God, you work hard.
Mm-hmm. Just trying
Six?
To put, yeah, just trying to pay the bills.
After this?
Yeah.
What are you, running a nuclear power plant? What kind of bills have you got? What's going on?
He's got an air conditioner. So the bit of Family Feud that I believe Emma and I both have a problem with is...
We've never spoken about this. What issue you have with my show?
You say at the start of the show that you surveyed, that we've surveyed 100 people and their top responses are going on the board.
Yeah.
Now, Em believes that when she did Family Feud...
Rigged.
That it was rigged.
Yeah, I reckon you guys wanted Ando to win so bad. And
why?
The question you surveyed 100 people was what's the thing you would see on a platter?
Fruit.
Obviously, right. Thank you. Obviously, I'm a platter expert. I love myself a platter.
Yeah, fruit.
Arne won the top answer with lobster.
Mm. No way.
Whatever, Denya.
Don't put surveyed in inverted commas like you're doubting the system. This 45-year system that we have built that has been flawless, that has served this TV show's in 50 countries around the world. It's because it's good and legit.
Did you, survey on a yacht? Is that what happened? At a billionaire's barbecue that you definitely weren't at yesterday? Where are you doing these surveys if lobster's number one?
Ah, perfect, what? Em, because I myself was as upset as you.
Good.
So at the start of the show, Grant,
yes.
We're going to the tape to make sure this is true, always says this.
We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board.
Are they, mate?
In order to dispel this, Em, you didn't know we did this, in order to finally put this to bed, to dispel these rumours, me and Grant went out on the streets of Sydney yesterday.
Did ya?
Yep.
This is for you, you Debbie Doubter. Okay, just to prove.
All right,
to
mate.
Do the surveys live
okay.
So that everyone can understand that the surveys are real.
Okay. Grant Denny here, out on the streets of Sydney to survey 100 people and ask, name a popular radio segment. Hi, I'm Grant Denny. Can I ask you a survey question?
Are you Grant Denny?
Yes, I am.
You are a lot taller in real life, and your teeth are so white. You look like a hobbit that's had too much plastic surgery.
Can you name a popular radio segment?
I like Entertainment and M's Gem. What do I win?
Nothing, sorry.
Then piss off, you shiny-faced hobbit, bloody Botox Baggins.
Excuse me, sir. I'm surveying 100 people and asking, can you name a popular radio segment?
Are you the cops? I don't sell drugs. Or, Your Honour, I do not sell pingers. Hang on a sec, you the guy from that show?
Yes.
Oh, Waleed, I just want to say I love you on the Today Show.
Thank you. Excuse me, sir, can you name a popular radio segment?
I don't mean to be rude, but could you not bother me?
Certainly. Sorry.
Wait, aren't you Grant Denny?
Yes.
Well, in that case, off, Grant Denny, you f***ing hobbit.
Excuse me, sir, can you name a popular radio segment?
Firstly, I'm a woman. And secondly, what?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Hey, are you talking to me?
Yes.
Hey, oh, God. Hey, Chardonnay. We got to stop hucking glue. It's starting to affect me brain. I'm seeing talking garden gnomes.
Excuse me, madam. Can you name a popular radio segment?
Oh. Hello, Mr. Denny. I'm a huge fan. All the gals at my nursing home are.
Oh, thank you.
I've got an idea for some radio segments. Would you like to hear them?
Oh, okay, sure.
Number one, how about Grant Denny hold my teeth while we pash? What about this one? I keep Grant Denny in a sack under my bed.
I might go.
Get it. Ooh. Stop fighting.
What are you doing?
Accept your fate.
I'm television's Grant Denny.
Get in the sack, Denny.
I don't belong in a sack.
I've got it. Gratis, I've got it.
Today says, let me go.
Surveys are real.
I'm going to keep Grant Denny in a sack too.
Surveys are real.
Amazing.
Do you,
sack Denny.
Do you believe us now?
Just open it up every now and the sun shines out when he smiles.
That do last lady sounded no. terrifying.
What were those voices? That was, you are the guy from Police Academy.
Michael Winslow.
You are Radio's Dexter and Radio's Michael Winslow.
He does sound effects. So...
It's cloudy.